welcome everybody to episode 434 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. Ladies and gents, this intro is just to tell you that we had some technical difficulties on the audio at the beginning, so without further ado, here is a condensed version of RP Grinders. Thanks for your patience, and we'll see you soon. Hope you enjoy this episode.
It's produced by Norihisa Kochiwa and is directed by Kenta Kanno, whoever the hell they are. I have some tidbits from the magazine's interview with the creators. It's a PS RPG, Pie and Shitty, which is breasts and butt. Philistella, the developer, specializes in simulation RPGs. They developed Agarest Senki, Summon Knight 5, and the Summon Knight 3 and 4 PlayStation portable ports. They want to propose a new way to play with PS4. Right, I had the feeling a little touchpad on that is going to be involved.
Touch the girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me guess. You blow into the microphone, too.
The microwave. I blew into the microwave, but nothing happened. But anyway, all right, let me continue. The girl shown in the teaser trailer is a human, not a monster girl. There will be a substantial number of monster girls in the game. A castle integrated with a tank will appear.
There's panzers in the title.
Yeah. As for the difficulty, everyone will be able to play it. Using two analog sticks, ... Editor's note, that's all this bullet says. Use your imagination. The message is whether it's breasts or butt, you can have it either way. When something grows, the characters will also grow. Cloth is also something they're being particular about. Wow.
Oh, if you want to know more lewd, touchy stuff, there's apparently a licking feature and that Omega Labyrinth Z.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Gross.
Hold on, guys. I have to go pre-order this.
People wonder why it's hard to take like Japanese games seriously anymore.
Yeah. What are we talking about? I'm pre-ordering this right now. Shut up.
Yeah, of course. And people wonder why it's hard to take Breakman seriously anymore.
Nobody took Breakman seriously.
Right. This is true. This is true.
All right. What's the next story on the docket, guys? The Gamatsu... Romance of the Three Kingdoms, I'm taking it? Or did I go too far ahead?
Yeah, that's the next one.
Okay. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 13 Fame and Strategy Expansion Pack announced. Xbox One version coming west. Extensive content expansion due on the 25th. In North America and Europe for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC via Steam. Expansion marks the first time strategy game will be available on the Xbox One in Western territories. Be able to purchase the expansion as a digital bundle, including Romance of the Three Kingdoms 13 and the Fame and Strategy Expansion Pack. This bundle will also be available for the PS4 and PC, and there's an overview, which I'm not going to go through, so there you go.
It's going to sell exactly 4 copies on the Xbox One.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. Anything else on that, guys? Romance of the Three Kingdoms? Anybody play those games?
I'm sure. I've never played any of them.
Yeah. I tried playing one back on like the Super Nintendo, and I did not enjoy it. But that was the Super Nintendo. I'm sure it's completely different now.
So. Yeah.
I reviewed the 13 like a couple of months ago.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Next story, please.
But it's nice to see that the expansion packs are getting released. It was originally just called Power Up Kit in Japan, by the way.
All right. What's next on the docket, Eric?
We've got NIS announces Hako Niwa Company Works for PS4. And it says it's a simulation RPG featuring crafting elements. So it's a Minecraft game.
Another Minecraft ripoff. Wow, we needed that.
Not completely, but it still has Minecraft stuff in it, and it does look voxel-based. But it says, new game teased by Nippy Inchi Software. This game is a simulation RPG called Hako Niwa Company Works for PlayStation 4, and it launched on July 13th in Japan for 6,980 yen. And in addition to character training elements, there are also crafting elements such as terrain destruction, material gathering, and building construction. And the game is set in Cloud's End, a world filled with countless islands in the sky. Each island has its own original culture. You'll become part of a company that connects the islands that by taking on various requests. Hmm. And it says, revealed in the magazine, its character name, Meme Kazumadori. Meme, really?
Yeah. All right.
We're all offended by that. We're offended. Well,
I don't know. Is meme an actual Japanese name? Maybe that's how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Mm. Maybe it's Mimi. That's an actual name.
Meme. No, it's not. Those aren't two eyes.
Meme.
I'm just trying to defend them.
Yeah. All right.
There's a cheerful and positive girl who once belonged to a famous company and supports the protagonist. Yeah. Oh, so she's not the main character. Okay.
Mm. All right.
I would just like
still,
to say
that's
that
just weird.
Those are not voxels.
Yeah,
they kind of look like voxels.
Well, voxel is just a type of rendering engine. It's like if just because it's like you know blocky, like that doesn't mean it's voxels. Like Minecraft is not a voxel game. Yeah. Like, the only game I know of that was ever produced with like a voxel engine. I think
why
it was called
call it that then? How dare they?
Because they're assholes and they're idiots. but the I think it was what was called Outcast. Like in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
It was just found. It's like it was just another way of like, you know, it's essentially, it was like, you know, voxels as in pixels with depth. Yeah. And it was just a way of essentially like it's 2D, but it's rendered, but it's like it draws it with like certain, like it draws it with shading. So like to create the illusion of 3D. So.
Yeah. So. Let me catch up on chat here. Dungeon Buster says, romance game or super old school Koei. Freak 5 says he likes to get hit on by strange guys. And Dungeon Buster says, by the way, just to let everyone know, if you need to watch something over the weekend on Twitch, RPG Limit Break is having a Dragon Quest speedrunning marathon. Twitch.
That sounds unbelievably boring.
No, that sounds awesome. Twitch.tv/RPG Limit Break. I'm going to check that out sometime this weekend. So, of course. They did Dragon Quest VII earlier today. Damn, I would have loved to. Maybe they have archived videos. I could watch that one. That would be really cool to watch.
Yeah, they tried 8, but after 5 minutes of playing, they all killed themselves.
Oh, get out of here. Breakman, you're exiled.
What?
Son of a bitch. You know
that,
what?
That wasn't me. That was somebody named Broken Man.
Uh-huh. All right. Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Persona 4, Dancing All Night, and Photokano developer Dingo appears to have closed its doors. Wow. Official website for Dingo Inc., the developer behind titles such as Persona 4, Dancing All Night, Photokano, and more recently Rico Love, has been inaccessible for the last few days. Yeah,
it's Kano, by the way, but okay.
Well, whatever. Kano.
You were just saying how much you loved, like, you know, Break screwing up Japanese names.
I do. I love it. I love it. Last few days and rumors shutting down for good, and then there's a letter. So there you go. Debt's over $300 million, so $2.7 million. Some of it's that's sad news. Anytime you can't pay your employees, that fucking sucks. So Dingo is no more, which sucks. So
it's kind of what happened to ECW.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
there was a lot of problem there. When you tell big strong people that you're not going to pay them anymore.
Yeah.
It's not, probably not a good idea.
Yeah. All right, Breakman.
Sorry.
Breakman, you are up.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Capture cute yokai for, oh, god damn, Yodanji's roguelike dungeon crawling.
Whoa, very good. Who's fappy? Somebody's fapping.
I probably would have got it had they not added that little accent. What do you call that thing about, though?
I can't remember. But you were, what, you would have said Yadanji or something?
No. Well, I don't know.
Yadanji. Yadanji.
We can't say because who knows what comes out of my mouth. Anyways, Yodanji is a turn-based roguelike dungeon crawler, one that will have players capturing cute yokai from Japanese folklore and putting them to work fighting other monsters. Yeah. So this is Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for yokai.
All right. Yojanji places players in randomly generated dungeons, tasking them with seeing how deep they can go. As they explore, it's a roguelike Pokemon. As they explore, they may find scrolls of folklore about other yokai, which will let them summon that creature later. Okay. All drawn from real folklore. Players will also be able to find hidden amulets that increase their power. Yeah, there's more if you want me to read it.
No, it's good, man. I think we get a good sense of that game. Yeah, there you go. Another yokai game, sort of.
Yeah, another like, basically a Pokemon with yokai.
Yeah.
That's what this sounds like.
Yep.
And even monsters all look cute and stuff.
I don't know. I mean, Yokai Watch does that, but this is a crawler.
Yeah.
Roguelike.
All right. Mug, next story, please.
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Firune? I don't know. Developer announces Kamiko for Switch, which is due out in April in Japan. Is a new action game with pixel graphics for Switch from Japanese indie developer Skipmore, whose previous titles include the Faerûn and Drancia series. Will launch via the Nintendo eShop in April for in Japan for 500 yen. Players will select one of three divine maidens, Kamiko, each with different abilities, and aim to take on the boss at the game's depths. The three characters include Yamato, a girl born to a lineage of water maidens. She uses a sword with long reach called Kusanagi no Tsurugi, which Tsurugi is just sword. Uzume, a girl born in the forest to a lineage of earth maidens. She uses a bow that can strike from long range called the Yasakani no Magatama. Magatama are those weird little comma-shaped jewels. It's the three treasures of Japanese folklore. Like, it's like the sword, the shield, and the mirror. Mm-hmm. The same things that they used in Okami for the weapon types. Then Hinome, the youngest girl born to a lineage of fire maidens. She fights throwing the shield Yata no Kagami, like a mirror. Yeah, the Yata mirror. The Yata no Kagami is like a boomerang, and Kagami is a mirror. Development is currently at 98% complete.
Mm, there you go. So that'll come out soon. Sounds interesting and fun. Something that I wouldn't mind playing if they bring it over to be determined.
I'm pretty sure Circle Entertainment will do that.
Yeah. All right. Next story, Eric, please.
Next story is that the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Telltale series. Oh no, wait! It's Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, the Telltale series. Episode 1 launches April 18th. And it's season pass disc, which no one should ever buy under any circumstance because it's just a waste of a disc. If you ask me, you just wait until the entire season come out and then buy an entire season box set.
Well, the thing about the season pass disc, it is lame, but like the Batman season pass disc I got for $15. So hey,
yeah, like I just saw Batman at Target for $15. Not used but new.
Anyways, the date for the disc is the 2nd.
Yeah,
I saw that one, and I saw the Beyond Borderlands for $10, and I was thinking about picking up one.
Anyways, the first episode, which is called Tangled Up in Blue.
How about not doing that?
Do what?
Yeah, hang on, Eric. Breakman was finishing a point on.
No, that's fine. I'm done.
I thought you were done.
No, that's good. He was talking, and you just blurted out. Go ahead, Eric. First episode win.
Might be delay on my end.
Yeah. What's the first when's the first episode out, Eric?
I already said the episode, but I just want to say it was going to be available for $5.
All right. Let's go to I'm looking forward to this Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did you say Gardens of the Galaxy?
Yeah,
Gardens
of the Galaxy.
Gardeners of the Galaxy.
Why not? It's Gardens of the Galaxy with Groot.
Yeah, exactly. Breakman and Freak 5 are exiled.
I just hope that this game runs better than Batman did.
Yeah, Batman didn't run great.
Really, really needed some more playtesting. Yeah. Like, I don't know if they're still using the same old engine or whatever, but like all of their games have technical issues, every single one.
Yeah, and they do. Yeah. And that sucks.
Well, I think towards the end of Batman, they fixed most of them, but
When I played it recently, and there were I had problems all over the place.
Well, like, I was playing the Steam version, so you might vary differently.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but you would think on PS4 it could at least maintain 30 frames per second, even when like there's nothing really in particular going on. You know, it just, but no. Like, I've seen there, and there are far more visually complex games. You know, there's a lot more going on than, you know, that can maintain 30 frames per second on that system.
Have they done, like, a PS4 Pro patch to get 60 on the PS4 Pro?
Oh, I have no idea.
Mm. Dungeon Buster says, Gardeners of the Galaxy, seeds for everyone. And they're talking about pegging.
That should be the subtitle, Gardeners of the Galaxy.
Gardeners of the Galaxy. Seeds for everyone. Dungeon also says Telltale really needs to improve their engine tech. I totally agree with that.
But he played the new Frontier yet. Is that janky at all?
I don't know.
What? New Frontier?
The Walking Dead, the New Frontier. That's
what he's I haven't. I haven't tried it.
No, I haven't either.
I'm waiting until it's all the way out yet. They're only up to episode 3, I think.
Yeah. I have a season pass for that. I just haven't gotten around to it because I'd rather just wait until it's all done and I could just review it in totality.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
The Walking Dead Michonne ran okay.
Yeah. All right, next story coming to us from Gamatsu, guys, is Yomi Wo Sakuhana, delayed to 2018 in Japan. Genre changed to dungeon RPG.
It's an experience game. Of course they were going to make a DRPG, but when we last talked about this, I did not think they mentioned what genre it was.
Yeah. It's going to incorporate a hack and slash style gameplay, but after various trial and error, the studio revised their development setup and restarted the project as a dungeon RPG. So that's the story on that game. I don't have much else to say about that. That's Eric knows a little more about it, but there you go. They're changing genres and delaying. So.
Wait, it said it was going to incorporate hack-and-slash-style gameplay, which might have meant that the game was going to play like a dungeon RPG, but it was going to be more like Severed, where you use the touchscreen to fight.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're just going to do what they know best.
Yeah, Freak 5 has given everybody a lesson on how to make fake hash pipes in chat. So that's what you're missing if you're not in chat. Make sure you're here every Friday at 7 Eastern. And you can pick up tips like that. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Oh, what? Story?
Yeah.
Persona.
Concert.
I wasn't actually ready to write a story because I was posting something in chat.
All I'm going to have to say is more on this is that the game's development shit reminds me of what happened to Blaze Blue, which was originally supposed to be a JRPG. But then Arc System Works realized that we don't know how to do that, so we're just going to make it a fighting game and keep the story in there.
Yeah, that works.
Yep. All right, Breakman.
Okay, sorry, I was showing him Popcan Safes in chat because Freak had never heard of that.
You're a strange and awful individual. Mm. Pop, what the hell is wrong with you?
Soda.
Coming to us live from... That's what you are, Eric. A traitor. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Large-scale Persona concert announced for August 2nd. So, awesome. Something that we'll not be getting here in America.
Right.
Atlas will play a large-scale Persona series concert on August 2nd at the Yokohama Arena. There. Yeah. That's it. That's there your you whole fucking story. Thanks, Gamatsu.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for that riveting story on concert for Persona 5. That's awesome. All right, Eric.
It said Persona. I don't think it said 5. I'm sure they'll have music from the game, though.
Yeah, Persona. Okay. Let's go with Mug next.
All right. Coming to us live from Silly String Era. Toho Genso Maruku W announced for PlayStation Vita. Announced by publisher Mediascape. It is headed to Vita in Japan on June 2017. The game revolves around the Shikigami system. Shikigami is just like divination. And you'll equip Shikigami, sort of paper kami, or spirit, paper, represented by a small ghost on your characters. It's like those little paper dolls you see in Shinto stuff sometimes. Mm. There are over
100 Shikigami that can be equipped and onto the characters for various skills and abilities. After defeating some enemies, they will join as a Shikigami that can then be equipped onto your party members. In addition to various dungeons for exploring, the game offers alchemy, Shikigami items, spell cards, and an image encyclopedia, and various other elements for fans to enjoy. It will be released in Japan sometime around June 2017 for PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, yeah. The characters look pretty in this, actually. This would be something I would be interested in playing as well.
They look pretty young to me, Frank.
I mean pretty as in, like, not, like,
you could have just said cute, but, you know.
No, yeah. It's pretty. It's a pretty design. Yeah. It's not
very suspicious.
Yeah.
You guys are
once you get to a certain age, like after you're like 1,000 years old, can we really call him a pedophile still? I mean, what is he at this point?
He's an elder god.
Freak 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Freak 5 has...
He doesn't sound nearly as cool as Tony J.
Freak 5 has a story in chat about that reality show Eden, which I could talk about a little bit. I read that story. It was canceled after, I think, yeah, 4 episodes. And so those people were out in the wilderness in Ireland, I think, or Scotland, for nothing, basically. Yeah.
It's like that terrible show they had on, I think, Fox or something, like Utopia or something, where they put all these people in a different, like, from different parts of society into a farming type place. I don't know if it necessarily had crops, but it was like that's the size of a farm, and it was like, here, make your own society.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
It sounds.
Yeah, it was a lot like that break for sure. All right, last story today, guys. Last story today, guys, is from our favorite site, Tilconera. Faster you crush enemies, the more powerful abilities you can use in the 10th line. It's an RPG that encourages players to be aggressive, having them build up a power gauge that gives them access to stronger abilities if they can wipe out their enemies in a hurry. Combat in 10th line works in turns, which I like, with the player's team all going at once, then the enemies going all at once. Players will be able to execute several abilities at the same time, with active timing elements letting players squeeze out some extra damage with the well-timed button press. They can also
sounds like a combination of like really Paper Mario and oh, stop that. It sounds like a combination of Suikoden and like Paper Mario.
Yeah, yeah. Or like Magna Carta. Didn't they have like a button press element on it?
I have
it?
No idea.
Yeah. They can also cut down on any damage using the same system, tapping to defend in the right moment. As players cut down foes, they will fill the momentum gauge. When filled, this gauge will grant them access to the stronger attacks that can be used on the next turn. If players do well in combat, they will be given tools to even do even better in the next round, letting clever players tear through their foes. Players will wish to be doing well, as they'll be controlling a princess who's avoiding the clutches of a dangerous cult. Joining with an oddball crew of humanoid beasts and dragons, she'll need to fight hard to beat back the cult and overcome the forces that orchestrated the assassination of the king, of course. 10th line is now available on Steam. So if you have Steam, go get it. Looks fun. Looks decent. So
it actually does look. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fun fighting system.
Yep. And that's the end of the news, guys. So, yep, we're done with all that news. Any homie discounts? Doesn't look like we got any. Does anybody know of any homie discounts this week? None? Yeah, I figured as much.
I think there might be a Steam or a PSN related thing going on this week, but I'm not sure what it is. And there might be like an extension of like what happened last week, but not the flash sale. Something else that was going on.
Freak 5 says he wants a dildo modeled after Lucille. I have no idea why he would want that.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be actual barbed wire on it. Like, you'd probably use, like, rubber tips and stuff like that.
Maybe I can see that.
Sounds, I think he's got something there.
And yeah, and he also said he made the mistake of Googling it.
Any Twitter questions, Brake?
Let's see here. Twitter questions. I'm bringing up Twitter now because I didn't see anything earlier.
Oh, the PSN store website's still down.
Yeah, I don't see anything on Twitter. Okay.
I don't have an item of the week this week, guys. What have you been playing, Breakman?
Same stuff, mostly Record Keeper and Halo Wars 2, and I'm just gonna keep saying Halo.
Yeah, Halo.
Just for freak. and more Fallout. As much fun as I'm having with Fallout, I'm kind of disappointed that I don't get to be as evil as I want. Because to get all like the perks and stuff like that, I have to be nice to people and get them on my side and stuff. So,
which is entirely not your nature.
I know. It's upsetting.
Maybe you could role play a nicer person than you actually are.
Mug, I don't see anything on your line here for what you've been playing, so I'll skip.
I haven't played anything this week.
Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more Blaster Master Zero. I finished up.
Hold on a moment.
Do you want me to do a review of that?
Hold on a second, Eric. What were you going to say?
Hold on a moment. In chat, Freak5 Chaos says he said he was wondering if it was made. He didn't say he wanted one. That is slander, and you will be hearing from his lawyer.
Oh, I got you. I'll be waiting for that letter.
Actually, you can get away with a lot of libel in the U.S. because our libel laws are just as fucked up as the U.K.'s. As if the U.K. went in the other direction, it's very easy to get someone on that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Blaster Master Zero, which I finished, and if you want, I could do a review later.
Did you write for a site? Why don't you just plug?
No, but I might do that.
Okay. If you're going to write for a site, don't do it here.
I didn't get review code, but so I don't feel obligated to write for a site, but I might do it anyway.
Okay. What else, Eric?
But, Snake Pass, which is like a 3D platformer, but without the jumpiness because you're a snake. And it kind of feels like Co-op, but a lot more manageable than Co-op, especially since it's on a 3D plane and not a 2D plane. But, and then I played some Tokiden 2, which is like Tokiden, but it's more open worldy since they interconnected the world rather than zoning everything. Although once you get into a big Oni battle, it closes off into an arena. Or maybe you can leave, but the battle will end, it'll be considered a failure at that point. I don't know how it works. I never tried leaving because I'd much rather kill a thing.
Yeah.
Or die trying. But, and I played Salt and Sanctuary for the Vita and PS4 because it's a cross-buy game. And the Vita is obviously 30 FPS, and I think the PS4 version is 60.
It is.
I'd much rather play it on the PS4 because, although surprisingly, the text is easier to read on the Vita, but it's easier to see everything else on the PS4. Because I made the text too small, I think. But, there is no cross-saving feature, which is kind of a bummer. So, I just made a character on the other platform. They could fix that later, but
I wonder if they fixed there are a lot of glitches in that game that you can use to that you can really abuse, and despite all the patches that that have happened, they've never patched them out. You can duplicate items. One of the things is if you get the
maybe they left that in there on purpose because they knew people wanted to do that.
I'm fairly certain they did because it's possible to level up a character duplicate items and get a whole bunch of experience, and if you do it just right and load up a different character, you'll transfer that experience to the character you load up.
Say, I have bags of salt, but I don't know what they're used for. They just give you extra salt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. And those are the things that are typically used to duplicate.
Anyways, it's weird. It's like Dark Souls, but unlike Dark Souls, it's easier to level up your character since the threshold for experience isn't that high.
Yeah.
But you're not really gaining stats as you are getting skills, and some of the skills boost your stats, and some of them give you extra healing pouches.
Yeah.
But you can level your character pretty much any way you want, even though you start as a certain class. You're probably better off leveling up those skills, though.
Yeah. Anything else you played, Eric?
Yes. Because fireballs. And you don't have MP, but you do have a stamina gauge, but when you're using magic, it slowly decreases permanently until you get to the Sanctuary, then it restores itself back to max.
Yeah, and magic is like crazy overpowered in Sultan's Sanctuary.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Oh, you could also be weird classes like a chef. Which is like, why would you be, can you make food or something?
I don't know.
Can you be the chef like Sanji?
Mm. Well, the thing is, your class in Sultan's Sanctuary doesn't really matter.
Hmm.
I mean, it basically just determines what you're, you know, what you're already kind of geared toward, but the way that you level, like there's a, kind of like a sphere grid system, kind of like a Final Fantasy X, and you level up in whatever direction you want to. So,
although if you play as a hunter, you get a whip as a weapon, so you can pretend that you're Simon Belmont or something.
Hmm. All right, let's move on, guys, to our Stinkos of the Week. I've been playing a little bit of Mortal Kombat. I actually got a 5-star Black Panther.
What, that's your Stinko?
No. I didn't mention what I was playing. I just wanted to go over that real quick. I got a 5-star Black Panther, which is really cool. It's just really hard to get other 5-star covers for those characters, but whatever. All right, Stinkos. Let's go with Eric. Your Stinko.
I don't really have any this week, other than the fact that I'm still dealing with a post-nasal drip. Yeah. I just think that my situation with the post-nasal drip just reset itself after I got the flu. So now I need to take care of it again.
Yeah, it sucks, man. All right.
So I'm going to have to call the doctor on Monday because they aren't open. Just tell them to fill out another order for prescription, then I'll just go to Rite Aid or something on Monday.
Yeah. Freak 5 is exiled. Breakman, you're Stinko.
I don't know if I want to talk about it.
Okay. do you or not?
Is this more basketball stuff?
It could be. Who cares?
No, all it's right. Not.
Let's move on. If you decide you want to talk about a Breakman, you can. Mug.
All right. A couple days ago, my friend died. So there. Okay,
Shit,
so it's
man.
Not sports related, okay? Fine, happy, we're done. Let's go on.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
So, it's been a really shitty time.
Yeah. That really sucks, man. So he ended up passing away this week. Breakman, that's...
Yeah, after he was suddenly... He was doing better, and then we think that the doctors pushed him too hard, and they ruptured wraps on his esophagus or his stomach. I can't remember which one.
Were they pushing for?
To get, after they brought him out of the coma, they were trying to, rush him as far as, getting him back to where he was. Like, they're feeding him things like pudding, which has milk in it, you know? You shouldn't be...
Which is weird, because you think the doctors would be trying to milk them because they're doctors.
Yeah, that sucks, man. They just were pushing too hard. Break. Do you think
he was 31?
Do you think they have grounds for
suing?
No,
I don't know. We're probably gonna look into it though.
Yeah. Okay. That
well,
really
best of luck,
man. Thanks. Sorry to hear that, break, man.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get upset about it. Just
sorry. No, so sometimes it can be melodramatic, so I didn't know.
No,
I haven't been checking Twitter all week, pretty much.
I haven't talked about it. I haven't been on Twitter much because since it happened,
Yeah. Well, no sweat, man. Yeah,
that would explain it, though, because if you were, I would have known.
Yeah.
All
right, Mug, your Stinko of the Week.
Well, mine does not remotely compare, but, one of the problems I'm having where I am is, I'm having, really shitty internet connection. It's like some stuff will work, some stuff won't, and... some pages just refuse to load, and it's just being a pain in the ass. But that is fucking trivial. Yeah. So
yeah, mine is in between. Trump just signed an executive order to get rid of some of the funding for Planned Parenthood. So yay, I guess. I mean, that's I don't understand the battle against Planned Parenthood. Abortions is like a small part of what they do. It's not even, that's not what their business model is wrapped around. It's wrapped around just health issues in general and less money going into Planned Parenthood. It hurts a lot of women, and that sucks. So that's my stinko of the week, guys.
Well, I could have used that, but I figured someone else is going to, so I left it alone.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some more uplifting things, guys. Let's see.
Yeah.
Mug, let's start with you.
Well, in case it's not obvious, I'm finally out of my old situation, and I'm out of South Carolina for good. I am in Denver.
Yeah.
And I got my computer arrived yesterday, so I'm happy about that. So I'm no longer having to live on my phone.
Yeah.
So, and I had an interview today. It was just for an employment agency, but they said they liked my skill set, and I tested well on their little aptitude things. So, things look good, and I've got things are on track, and for me to find a job and buy a car within within the week. And so yeah, things are looking up.
Yep, that's cool, man. Brakeman, you're sweeto.
Yeah, right. Like, I have one.
Yeah. You probably don't have one, man. I got one. I like the rain. Today it's raining, sort of. It's like misting, and I love that kind of weather. We don't normally get rain in Denver, so.
Usually when it rains in Ohio, it just sucks.
Yeah. Now, see, Frank likes that weather because he's a miserable son of a bitch, and it gives him an excuse to be miserable.
That's actually true, too, man. I'm not too miserable. I can be miserable, but no, I like the rain. It, it always smells fresh and just feels good on the skin, and we hardly ever get rain here. So,
I guess as long as you're not in Commerce City, right?
Oh, Commerce City. Yeah.
Then the rain does not make things smell fresh.
No, or Greeley. Greeley is in northeast Colorado, and it stinks like a stockyard. So, let's see. Freak 5. I want to mention this. I forgot to mention earlier, but Freak 5 had Scott Sigler, the author, on Zombies Anonymous. So he was geeked up for that. I would geek up for that, too. That's pretty cool.
I got a sweeto for you, Frank.
Yeah, go ahead.
My harmonica is in my shipping box, and it's not going to arrive until after next Friday.
Oh, that is fantastic.
You have two weeks free of harmonica. But now the great thing is that I get to chase you around the house with it.
fuck that. I'll lock my door, man. That's some bullshit. I'll leave, man. That's it. I'll play fucking leave, man.
You could be like the Daily Crier, but with harmonica.
Apparently he wasn't on the show. They just talked about Scott Sigler. Apparently he's a fan of Zombies Anonymous. So there you go, Freak 5. There's your free plug for the day, son of a bitch. All right.
He's the one who wrote the Infected and Pandemic and or Infected
sure.
Contagion Pandemic
yep.
series.
Yep.
Isn't
yep,
it?
Yep, 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 yep.
Yeah, those are good books.
Yeah. He's a good author, no doubt. All right, we got some reviews. Eric, you got a couple. I had one too. I forgot what it was. It was a fucking movie. I just watched. I remember. I remember what it was. Eric, go ahead with your reviews. You have a couple of reviews.
Yeah. Do you want Trainspotting or Blaster Master Zero first?
Let's do Blaster Master Zero.
Blaster Master Zero, like I mentioned a couple weeks ago, it's basically a reboot of the series. And Zero is not indicating prequel status. It's actually indicating something that happens in the true ending route of the game. But like I said, you're still playing as Jason, who still has a stupid-ass last name. But he's still chasing a stupid frog, but he does it because he's using the frog as a science specimen. He's basically running experimental tests and stuff like that and just researching it because he thinks it's one of the life forms on the planet. Because there's some backstory here where basically the Earth got wrecked by devastation and humanity moved to the underground, and it took 1,000 years for the planet to recover to the point where they can come back to the surface. But they've been on the surface for a while. And He thinks the frog came back from the underground area.
Yeah, Breakman, I heard the same thing. I thought you said the Earth and was wrecked. That's right. I thought you said...
I didn't hear Breakman at all.
Yeah, no.
I didn't interrupt you. I said in chat.
Yeah, you said Earth got erect. That's what I thought you said.
Oh,
too.
Boy.
Yeah,
that's what it sounded like you said. I was like, wait a minute.
It got wrecked. Sorry. That's when all the mutants start appearing, and then because he traces them through a portal, and you're playing Blaster Master. But the overworld sections where you're on foot, they've been updated significantly. Like, it's not just a simple maze where the levels all look samey and it's hard to get lost because it's zoomed in too much, like the NES version. But there's like environmental hazards and stuff you all have to deal with sometimes. Like, in one of the areas, like, there'll be hazardous liquid that will rise and fall, and then you have to move in between safe spots. And other areas will also see like tidal waves, stuff like that.
So they've kind of changed it up a little bit.
Yeah, and one area is actually kind of like a stealth section because there's these enemies with spotlights, and if they catch you, all of them will gang up on you, and you'll probably die because the way invincibility frames in this works is that there's pretty much no invincibility frame time, so you'll keep taking hits until you die.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says Earth.
The game is on the easier side though, and you can use the R button to aim diagonally, which is a boon because sometimes you just don't want to have to move while shooting diagonally, just to shoot diagonally.
Yeah.
There's parallax scrolling, which wasn't in the NES original game.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster said Earth got excited there for a minute.
Yeah.
All right.
It's actually, I'd like to think that this game's actually like significantly longer if you decide to go for 100%, and you should, because the normal ending sucks. Because it's like Ninja Creed's fashion is to make a normal ending of a game, which is just awful. Or maybe they'll just make the game's ending awful, period. But like, see Mega Man 04. What's awful if you consider what happens in the ending rather than you just being shortchanged. But yeah. So you basically have to get 100% items. So you should just use the map feature just to see where you haven't been, because the game will highlight places where there are items, and places that don't have items won't be highlighted. So don't bother going there, because like, there's nothing to add to your percentage of the game that doesn't actually count it. It's just, do you have all the health pickups, or do you have all the sub-weapons? And if everything's filled out, then you're fine. But I played the 3DS version instead of the Switch version because I didn't know which version to get. Because I kind of wanted to get it for the form factor of the 3DS rather than the Switch. But unfortunately, the 3DS version is 30 FPS only compared to the Switch's 60. But apparently the Switch version has problems too, where it doesn't know how to scale properly, and the sprites aren't drawn right, and things look slightly distorted.
Hmm. So what do you?
And that's both in portable and docked mode.
So what are you giving Blaster Master, Eric?
I'm gonna give it an 8.5.
All right.
It's definitely worth picking up. It's only $10, so go get it if you have a Switch or the 3DS.
Yeah. All right.
The game doesn't suffer too badly from not being in 30 FPS either. So if you don't have a Switch, then 3DS is a perfectly acceptable substitute.
Yeah. All right. So what's next on the docket here, Eric?
Trainspotting. The movie from 1996 that stars Ewan McGregor, a very young Ewan McGregor. How old is his filmography? Go back.
Trainspotting is mid-90s. Yeah.
Was that his first film?
Ewan McGregor is the first thing. Yeah, the first thing I ever saw him in was Trainspotting.
Mm.
I mean, he's a fairly young man.
I know, but so he's like 19 here, maybe.
Hmm.
possibly something like that. I mean, he's definitely supposed to be in his teens.
But anyways, it's about him and his group of friends who are all junkies who are hopped up on heroin. And it's about them either fighting their addiction and then all the negatives that come with it. Because there aren't very many positives with heroin.
No, there really aren't.
No.
And how'd you like his the detox thing?
Yeah, the detox thing was weird. You're talking about that point where he was like tripping out.
Yeah, yeah. Where he was having the DTs, delirium tremens. You know, the
whoa. Stop with the spoilers for a 20-year-old movie.
Yeah. Anyways, was the movie set in modern times at the time it was made, or was it like actually a couple of years?
Yeah, it was modern day Scotland
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up, Mug.
Your connection is currently.
I'm there.
Yeah,
my connection sucks. I'm aware, but yes, the original Trainspotting was supposed to be set in the current day, so '96.
Mm. Yeah, because like they went to some places that look like old ass discos. So I was like wondering where the hell it fits in. Mm. So, anyways, I actually enjoyed this movie. I don't know how Trainspotting 2 is going to be because they kind of already did this, so...
Yeah, like, what do they do? Go back on heroin or something?
So, yeah.
They relapse. That's the word I was looking for. They don't relapse.
Now they're old.
Yeah, so I almost kind of think this movie is like an R-rated version of Scott Pilgrim, but without the video game references and the goofiness. Yeah. Before Pilgrim was even a thing.
Just
because it's also like a coming-of-age story, like I got to grow up and stop doing this shit.
Yeah.
By that type of way. He even dates a girl who's like underage.
All right. What did you get?
I don't know if that's a real depiction of heroin though. Heroin is probably one of the most addictive drugs out there.
Yeah, that and fentanyl. That's
Also, the movie has apparently showcases the world's worst toilet in Scotland, which is awful.
That scene is really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, one of my favorite lines of that is, you know, he's saying the thick Scottish accent. It's like, you know, heroin makes you constipated, and he says like it's been so and so long since I've had any in my system. I'm no longer constipated.
So I want to know is McGregor Scottish himself?
I believe he is.
Have you noticed his last name?
It could be Irish, you know.
No, Mac is always Scottish.
Okay, Mac's always Scottish and Mick's Irish.
No, neither. Like MC, that's always Scottish. It's, if you see an O in apostrophe, that's Irish.
Yeah.
That's almost racist, but probably true.
No, I mean, that's where the names come from.
Yeah.
MXT and Chapman is like...
If you see a name end again, Stein, Mann, Berg, or Baum, then it's Jewish. Always.
MXT in chat would like to interrupt with his favorite heroine is Buffy.
Oh. Okay.
I can agree with that, you know.
So I'm going to give this movie also an 8.5.
Yeah. That's good. Good scores, man. So good game.
In the transfer on the Blu-ray that I was watching, I was so certain they were going to send me the DVDs movie because it's such an old movie. Yeah. And the transfer actually looks really good.
Yeah.
So they didn't skimp out on it like they did with freaking The Fifth Element. That the transfer was not good for that one.
Yeah. I'm wondering if I should see Ghost in the Shell. I've been lamenting this whole week.
I think I'm actually going to wait for Redbox for this.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards that way too.
I'd rather save my money for Your Name, which I have to go all the way to Cleveland to see because they won't play.
I was able to watch that.
You're kind of what? Breaking
plane.
Up. Yeah. You're kind of breaking
Actually,
up.
Yeah, that'll be my review.
You watched it on the plane? That's cool.
I was able to watch Your Name on the plane. God damn it.
Yeah.
Was it like through the Wi-Fi service or whatever?
Yeah.
No, it was just like the screens. There were screens that had, you know, you could select movies to watch, and they had a bunch of new stuff. Your Name was one of them.
When I went to Vegas, I went through Southwest Airlines. That's what my parents got. So, yeah, shitty Wi-Fi and bad selection.
Yeah.
That's all you
know. I was on Delta, so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Dungeon Buster in chat says he said earlier that he saw Ghost in the Shell. He says he's mixed about it. And,
yeah, see, that's
says,
what I'm
but
getting.
But the visuals are really good.
I don't know if I should. I'm probably just going to wait like everybody else.
I did not like the original Ghost in the Shell.
I didn't like the original movie. I liked like
it was so.
I liked the original movie, and I hated Innocence. I thought Innocence was kind of like a nothing.
I like the show. The show was really good.
The show's better than the movie, though, that's for sure. But yeah, then again, the show's – I think the show's closer to the manga, though.
Hmm. Yeah.
The movie was kind of like a tangent of the manga.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything that they pressing that they want to talk about this week? Because if not, I've got some editing.
Well, since we're talking about movies, did you guys see the new trailers for Spider-Man and for It?
I did see both of those.
Fucking amazing.
They both look great, and It is surprisingly looks really scary. I did not expect.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be really fucking scary. Like, yeah. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I could be in fifth grade all over again.
Yeah, I was not excited for It until I saw that trailer. And
me too.
So, Freak 5 says he's got a stinko. He broke his glasses earlier this week. He shared it. He shared it on episode 79 of Zombies Anonymous. So make sure you check that out so we can hear that whole story. And he's never seen the original It. You're not missing anything. The original It is not great.
Okay, look. We'll give you a pass if you want to stop watching the show or listen to the show right now and go watch that movie. We'll give you a pass.
What? The original It? Why would you want to be
seen
it? It's not good.
It's not a good movie.
Yeah,
read the book. It's better. The movie is awful.
Yeah, well, the movie was good in the 80s.
Yeah, the movie was okay back in the day.
It wasn't even good for the 80s.
Yeah, it's not.
Wait, it was an 80s movie? I saw it in the 90s.
Yeah, it was an 80s.
It wasn't good for whenever it came out. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster
Whatever,
said.
Man. Tim Curry's amazing. Admit it.
Well, yeah, he's great.
Is the bright spot of that series, but, you know. It was not a good film to begin with, and it has aged very poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely has. I was watching it, but I was watching, like, a clip earlier, like a string of clips, like the best parts of the movie. And it was every single time that Tim Curry was on screen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the stupidest thing about Ghost in the Shell is that since it's PG-13, they had to get Scarlett Johansson a stupid naked suit.
Yeah.
I see that in the previews. I'm like, okay, like, she's supposed to be naked when this is going on. Like, this is, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only good thing about their original movie.
They just CG'd the thing. They had to make her wear a stupid suit.
you do realize that that's probably not due to the PG-13 rating so much as her not wanting to be naked on camera.
Yeah. So? Yeah. Who asked her?
Yeah.
And that's quite digital with the computers and shit. That's quite easy.
Okay, but the end result is still, the end result is still her.
I'm saying they should have made her look naked, but without it being so obviously fake.
Kind of hard to do.
Oh, Freak says, so kind of like Blade Runner. If I'd seen it when it came out, I probably would have liked it. I fucking love Blade Runner.
I saw Blade Runner. I thought it was okay. But then
Blade Runner was the first DVD I ever got.
I think I watched the director's cut of it. There's also the theatrical cut. It's like I got the Blu-ray with a bunch of different cuts on it.
Yeah.
It does hold up, but you also have to remember something. As a friend of mine just recently saw Aliens for the first time, and he was like, it was good. It was like, well, hang on. I liked it. It was okay. I didn't see what was so special about it. And I was like, well, that's the thing. You've seen hundreds of other movies that were inspired by it. So the source is going to seem kind of like an also-ran, but you have to bear in mind that this movie is where all those, you know, those tropes were born from. You know, this is where it all started.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What other movies you guys gonna see?
I'm glad to hear Blade Runner holds up because it's been a long time since.
I want to see Valerians. It just looks like a young adult sci-fi movie.
Yeah. Dressed in Mass Effect outfits.
Yeah. It's best to – well, the Valerian is based on a very long-running French comic book.
I'll be right back, guys. I got to go do something real quick. I'll be right back.
To be honest, I don't like the casting lead male and female pair.
Well, the thing that got me about Valerian was like, okay, well, it looks pretty, but the trailer gives me absolutely no clue of what the hell is supposed to be going on. And I was
Oh, and Dungeon Buster points out the new Blade Runner comes out later this year. Have you seen any trailers for that? I have not.
I have not.
Old ass Harrison Ford.
Well, he was fine in Star Wars, not so much in Indiana Jones, but he was fine as Harrison
Ford. He was also working with the script for Indiana Jones. Yeah, so that's about all that can be said about that.
Yes.
Can we just not talk about Crystal Skull?
The what now? We have no idea what's done.
Indiana. What about the fourth movie? Indiana Jones and the I don't know what you just said. Yeah.
It has that one actor that shall not be named in it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Yes.
Like I said, I am going to hurt myself, and I'm going to see The Last Knight so I can tell you how awful it was.
Oh, we appreciate you taking the bullet for us.
Although I don't remember asking you to. You know, you don't have to.
Actually, what's funny is I remember...
I want to do another infamous review of a bad movie like I did for Ghost Rider.
Oh my God, Ghost Rider.
Wow. I remember, though, I watched the original Transformers in the theater, and I was like, I mean, it's not good, but it wasn't, like, god-awful.
Yeah, like, that's how I felt about the original Transformers. Like, I enjoyed it for what it was. I didn't, like, you know, I didn't hate it or anything like that. And then the second one came out, and it was, like, the worst pile of crap ever.
What happened with me, though, is, like, my wife and I, we had gone to the theater to go see it. Because I figured, why not? You know, the first one was enjoyable enough, and the trailers looked kind of like fun. And one of the things was like, you know, the action sequences. It was a lot easier to tell what the fuck was going on in this one. I was like, okay, well, that's a plus. And then we watched it. You know, we tried to watch it, and I forget what it was that happened. But there was, you know, there was like someone in the theater who just like would not fucking shut up. And so what happened was we actually went and complained to the management, and they got rid of them, but it was just like, but they gave us free passes, but we were like, do you want to go back and, you know, and finish watching it? Not really. We were just kind of, you know, put off by it. Not just by the assholes, but the movie itself, which is like, this doesn't really seem like it was, you know, worth spending the money on. So like, okay, what the hell? We got movie passes. We'll go see something else. But when I finally did get around to watching the movie, you know, like on Blu-ray or rental or whatever it was, I saw it on. I was like, God, this was really, really, really not good. So I didn't get, you know, I basically only ever paid to see the first one. The rest I've all seen, you know, like the second one I wound up getting refunded for in essence. The third, you know, the third and fourth ones I watched, you know, like Netflix.
Yeah, I saw the second one. One of my friends is like huge in Transformers, like that's his favorite thing. So I saw his copy of Transformers too. Like I watched it with him. So, you know, I didn't want to tell him how disappointed I was.
Yeah, Transformers.
But the third one and the other ones I watch on cable.
Yeah.
I mean, the third one I thought was okay.
Yeah.
And dumb.
My big problem with them, and it looks like was it called First Night? Is that what the next one's called?
Last Night.
Looks like that might actually kind of address it. My big problem with like the sequels was the Transformers themselves were not important. Like, what happened to the other Autobots between the first one and the second one?
And why are these new ones here?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas it looks like Last Night is bringing back the Dinobots, Hound's back, and the other two guys are back.
It's like a sequel to the Extinction movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I mean, these were all supposed to be sequels.
I think Age of Extinction was kind of like a soft reboot. It acknowledges the previous movies happened, but it doesn't acknowledge everything about them.
That's true. But like the second one introduced like the Autobot twins. The Autobot twins were this big thing, and then the third one, like, they're not even mentioned ever again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Freak Five is exiled.
It's also Michael Bay's for you.
Well, there was also the fact that everyone fucking hated Skids and Mudflap.
Oh, God. Well, right. But but not just them. I mean, all of them in general. Like, in this one, it brings in new ones. Like, these are the guys that are left. And wait a minute, these guys weren't in the other ones. What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not like any of those movies, and that was disappointing because I used to like Transformers back in the day.
Well, but the thing that gets me about that whole thing is that, you know, people are just like, you know, oh, it's like, you know, they fucked up Transformers. I'm like, okay, do you remember the original series? Like,
the original series.
Yeah, it started as a toy line that Americans created a cartoon out of specifically to sell the toys. You know, this is not, you know, there's no holy scripture here. It's like, it was a toy line first and foremost.
Yeah. That, but the movie was good, though. The animated movie.
The movie was fine. It's like, you know, in the animated series, it was better than it should have been.
Yeah.
But it's like, you go back and look at G1 Transformers, it's like, boy, like, the animation is really inconsistent. Writing is sometimes really fucking awful.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean,
at least it wasn't Ninja Turtles bad. Or no. E-Man bad.
Well, nothing's worse than anything Filmation ever did.
Well, He-Man's got the canned animation problem. A lot of that, like,
Hanna-Barbera did that shit too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Actually, the funny thing was the one show I ever saw that used canned animation, and I guess it was just because the writing was so solid that I generally didn't mind it, was the original Danger Mouse.
Mm.
Like, that had a ton of canned animation, but it's like, yeah, usually a lot of it having to do with the like the little briefing scenes and the and whenever they were driving in the car,
right?
But
it's like Bugs Bunny every time he runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, most of the Bugs Bunny stuff was, you know, was redrawn.
Huh. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, but the Danger Mouse stuff is like, yeah, the show really, it really survived on its writing, not its quality of animation, which is why it held, which is why it still holds up.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix too. You can check it out.
Yeah, let's get caught up on chat here before we.
You apparently can watch Voltron and GoLion on Netflix now too.
Huh. Dungeon Buster says Bayformers are just bad movies with or without nostalgia. I totally agree with you. Freak 5 says he wants to see a new live action He-Man movie. I think that would be awesome.
You know what? The original, like, Masters of the Universe was not a great movie, but it was fucking fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. I didn't
like it. Like,
the reboot cartoon is actually pretty.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was good. And it sucks that it didn't take off, because I saw a few episodes of it.
Just like Thundercats.
Really solid.
Thundercats.
Yeah.
I never saw the original, but the reboot was actually really good, too.
Mysterious Cities of Gold is also an epic cartoon series. I've never seen it. I'll have to.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yep.
Isn't that like the Miyazaki Studio Ghibli joint?
Yeah.
Seriously.
You guys, I'm going to cut this show short today because I got a lot of little bit of editing to do and some other stuff going on. So I think it's time for plugs. I'm planning on doing another GDP at some point within the next month, I'm thinking. So that'll be a ton of fun.
I'm sorry for earlier my reaction when I was talking about my stand.
Dude, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
You're going through a tough time, dude. It's all good. It's what we're all here for, man. I mean, it's shit sucks, man. Sometimes. So.
Yeah. I just needed to be here with you guys.
It's all good, man. We appreciate you being on the show. I didn't even know, man. I would have said, you know, maybe you should take.
I didn't bring it up. I didn't want to talk about it or anything. So
I know. I forced it out of you, Break, man. just for that, I got something special for you, Break. Are you ready for a break? Here we go.
No,
just for
no,
you.
I'm not. No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Dude, Frank? Come on. I'm trying to cheer you up, man.
I don't want it, Frank.
I'm trying to cheer you up, man. That's a beautiful voice.
What Break needs is harmonica.
No, he does not, thankfully.
That's the thing. It's like, you know, we're going to have, you know, this week and next week are going to be harmonica free.
Oh, God. These are going to be the two best shows ever. All right, Mug, your plugs this week.
You can find me pretty much anywhere on Twitter, whatever. It's Moria Mug, MoriaMug.
All right. Breakman, your plugs.
You can follow me at @brick_man and @RPGrinders, and maybe I'll tweet more. Maybe it won't be so angry about sports and everything else that's going wrong lately. Just
I'm always pissed about sports, man.
And well, it's not just sports. It's things going on. Like, there have been a lot of recent shootings lately, and there's a whole culture going on right now where people don't want to talk.
Like,
for instance, a little girl was shot. Like, they broke into a guy's house. They shot a guy who was he was basically shouldering or covering his daughter, so they wouldn't hit her. The bullet went through him and killed her anyway.
How nice.
And nobody, you know, and he's the only one who's – and even though this
caliber bullets are they
day,
using? Jesus
and
Christ.
Other people saw it and stuff like that. There are no witnesses other than the father. Which is absolutely ridiculous. Well, stuff like that just going on is really pissing
me. Did you guys hear the ICE story where a guy got shot, an American citizen got shot by ICE? So that's awesome.
What a shock there.
Yeah, I'll talk about that next week. All right, anything else, Breakman?
Let me see. You can follow me at – oh, wait. Nope, that's it.
Yep, and at RP Grinders, right?
No, I already did that. I'm just kidding.
Go Mighty on. Orbots sounds vaguely familiar, but it was probably a little bit before my time.
It probably was.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up.
You could find reviews on sites like Boston Master Brigade and GameTactics.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, HonestGamers.com. I think my review of Ulterior Fierce is up now, but I haven't actually checked.
Yeah. Apparently the Mighty Orbot.
Yeah, it's up there right now.
All right. Cool. Anything else, Eric?
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and I've got a YouTube channel, Funny T-Man.
All right. I'm going to play a little bit of this for chat and the archives. It's the Mighty Orbots, and then I'll give you my plugs in just a second here.
In 1984. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I like it.
It's pretty young, so.
Let's get into it here.
Into what?
Yeah.
What are we getting into? What are we doing?
Do you guys hear that at all?
No,
I don't.
No, you don't?
Are you playing the exit music?
I can't hear it.
No. No, I was playing Mighty Orbots, but apparently you guys can't hear it, so fuck it. All right.
Oh, we'll just do to it later.
Yep. All right. Anything else, guys, before we take off? Nothing?
Stay safe, I guess.
Yep. All right, guys, everybody in chat, Dungeon Buster, MXT, who actually stayed the whole show today. I can't believe it. Freak 5, Dungeon Buster was in there, MXT, of course, Cast of Thousands. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back safe here next week. Until then, thanks, Archivers. We appreciate you all, too. Until then, we are out. Thanks, guys.
That's all we got. Since there's no music, we figured we'd do it for you. We know you preferred our version, so you're welcome.
That was an improvement, I have to admit.